Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Leon Kirchner was born in Brooklyn and grew up in Los Angeles, where he met and studied with Arnold Schoenberg. Last year, Kirchner turned 80, and to commemorate the occasion, the Music and Arts label has released a 2-CD set of historic recordings of his music. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz tells us why he considers Leon Kirchner a major musical figure.
The history of American music is a history of mavericks, composers who don't fit neatly into any category. Charles Ives, Carl Ruggles, Henry Cowell, Ruth Crawford, John Cage, Elliot Carter. Not least among these is Leon Kirchner, as you can hear from the marvelous recordings made between the early 50s and the mid-70s that are finally in print again. These are powerful and compelling pieces, and in definitive performances. Leon Fleischer, for example, plays the earliest work on the disc, Kirchner's sensational piano sonata from 1948. They reveal both the broad range and singular consistency of Kirchner's approach, the way he gathers in the work of his ancestors and teachers, especially Schoenberg, yet always speaks with his own voice. His music, turbulent, roiling, questing and questioning, seems in a state of perpetual argument with the world, or with music itself, sometimes angry, sometimes knotted up inside, occasionally finding a momentary resting place, but never complacent. Like a great jazz musician, Kirchner seems to be in a state of continual improvisation. Yet there's also a sense of inevitability, even fate. Kirchner says the slow movement of his piano concerto was inspired by Beethoven. You can hear the connection, but you'd never confuse the two. Kirchner himself is the soloist in this visceral yet touching performance with Dimitri Mitropoulos and the New York Philharmonic, recorded in 1956. One of the biggest disappointments in Kirchner's career must surely have been the failure of his most ambitious work, Lily, an opera he adapted from Saul Bellow's novel Henderson, the Rain King. Kirchner spent nearly 20 years bringing it to fruition. But the world premiere production at the New York City Opera, though not the music itself, received notoriously bad reviews, and Lily has never been restaged. In 1973, 4 years before he completed the opera, Kirchner produced a concert suite of scenes from it, two that take place in the jungle with the tribal queen Matalba, who is in love with Henderson, and sections with monologues spoken by Henderson and sung by his wife, Lily. The central soprano roles, Matalba and Lily, are both sung by the radiant Diana Hoagland, and the chamber orchestra, conducted by Kirchner himself at the keyboard, consists of such instrumental luminaries as clarinetist Richard Stolzman, flutist Paul Dunkel, violinist James Buswell, cellist Lawrence Lesser, and pianist Lauren Hollander on celesta. Here they all are, with some electronics too, accompanying Matalba's exotic incantation to Henderson. It's great to have all these Kirchner recordings back in print. I especially hope the selection from Lily will inspire some enterprising opera company to produce the complete opera again, and this time get it right.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Leon Kirchner historic recordings on the Music and Arts label.